This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So we're in the little room. Bobby's lying on the table. It's me. I'm sorry. It's me. It's Tiesto, and it's Robert Duvall, and we're doing a 40-year-old virgin style makeover on Bobby to get him back out there.
He just
had a really nasty
game
breakup.
Has changed,
and he is getting
I'm trying to use this Tinder.
Exactly. He goes,
I'm swapping all over crazy.
I remember being Lonesome Dove. I don't remember being just a lonesome dude.
So I wish
a woman would show me some Tinder mergies.
Did I tell you? Well, anyway, he's getting waxed.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's painful. Interesting thing about that scene and this story, it's this big joke, right, that the painful waxing is, something this man has to go through once. Meanwhile, we ask the women in our culture to do it just
about
every
day. Yeah, it's funny that we go through it one time with our friends.
Oh, yeah, great funny scene. Yeah, well, why don't we think about some of the women in this
country? That sounds like something Tiesto.
Who have to do it literally every day.
Point it out.
Tiesto brought it up, and he actually said that he was going to do a beat about it, which I'm looking forward to hearing, and I think it could really change some minds.
He has some very smart beats.
Yeah, a lot of his beats are, well, this is an overused word, but they're dum-dum woke. So
the drop is something of a knowledge drop.
It's
when
true.
It comes.
It's true. But anyway, Bobby, as he's getting the wax sheets ripped, initially is just making normal pain sounds, but then starts to shout out,
"Ouchie!"
Pop culture references.
Okay.
You know, but older ones. So he's like, "Yay, Karen Black."
Okay. Going, so like not that, for
Walter
when
Walter Matthau.
So when he was like in his like late 40s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what's making him go banana nuts. And that is how he ended up in the hospital. So this was not a licensed waxer, and I guess the wax they were using was not regulation or something, and
okay.
It was taking off. Part of why it was so painful for him is it was taking off some of his bones.
Because I saw him post like a photo of him in a hospital gown, just being like, just another day being me.
Oh yeah,
and everyone's like,
and
what's
good attitude
wrong?
About it. Yeah,
yeah,
but, yeah. What's wrong? Well, what's wrong is the wax was taking some of his bones off.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood,
Hollywood Handbook. Insiders, guy to King, but dropping names, we're gonna cover all back.
Like to put a little bit of separation between guests.
Mm. Yeah, we want 4 weeks.
Yes. but Joe Mandy was on the show recently.
Mm-hmm.
We played some of your material.
Right.
We just sort of picked it apart.
Mm-hmm. Inside the mind of the comic. It's a true
inside
joke.
With a jeweler's loop looking at all the glittering facets of it.
Right. Well, and you're a craftsman. Okay. Talk about your tools. You don't use a hammer and saw, do you? You use your mind and your wits.
And sometimes like a pencil.
Ah, uh-huh. Yes, and this is the stuff that we need you for.
Mechanical.
The comedian's pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a mechanical pencil, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a little more industrial.
You ever, when you're using those, the resistance goes away and the lead just pushes back down into the pencil?
I love that. You like that? I do. I like to get to the point where that happens, and I know I've done my job. It's almost like the pencil's telling me to relax.
Time for bed.
It's like when you see somebody with glasses, you assume they're smart. You know?
Yeah.
It's like they must have used their eyes so much reading or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this is like that where it's like you see somebody whose pencil's shoving back inside it. You go, oh, this guy must be a really good writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got in touch with us.
Right, yeah.
You begged to come back.
I did. Thank you so much for having me back. I know of the 4-week rule, and I'm pushing it.
Yeah, well, we're right at the edge, and we normally would have said, hey, no way.
Mm-hmm.
No. Hey,
stop it.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
We would have said,
stop this.
We would have said, have some respect for yourself.
Right.
You're begging. This is pathetic. Mm-hmm. But we didn't say that, did we, Joe?
No. You were very nice. You said, come back on. You said that you have a big listenership in the American South.
Well, huge. And this is a moment of synergy because you, of course, are about to go tour and do
stand-up. I'm doing a number of shows in the American South.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I originally confused. I thought, like, South America – which is a different place.
I didn't know that. That is how I said it.
We do have a lot of fans in Brazil who tell us, come to Brazil, sweetie. They want us to do a show. Yeah,
Daddy. Yeah. Come to Brazil, Daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's a different place.
That is different.
Okay.
But this place, we also have people loving it.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And I always love the some of these crazy town names they have down there. You want to say some of where you're going in the South?
Nashville.
Oh,
okay.
Ew.
Gnashing your teeth.
Yeah, that's August 26th.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And then there's a place called Athens, and I've heard of Athens.
Yeah, me too.
And I was excited because
they used to get up to some interesting business there. Honestly, if you study history,
yeah.
The way humans sexually are supposed to live, we have these rules now.
Yes, we have these false sort of societal.
And these arbitrary numbers, like age.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is now suddenly illegal.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I mean,
it's just magically you after one day, suddenly the number turns over. And, oh, now everything's okay. It's like. Well, that doesn't seem like a good system.
No, it's dumb, and I'm bringing it back, and I'm going – so I think that's how things work in Athens, Georgia.
Yes.
And then I go to a place called Charlotte.
Wow.
And Durham.
It's all burned up. Mm-hmm. Just a charred lot.
Yeah, dude. Charred lot, North Carolina.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's crazy, those names, and wasn't it fun to hear that? So – what I wanted to sort of talk about today, because we do have a big Southern audience. They don't know when they're being made fun of.
Yeah, they don't know the difference.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they just like the attention. Okay. They don't know whether it's good attention or bad attention.
Yes.
And they love our shit.
Speaking of it,
fuckers eat it up.
Speaking of eating things up, the Bosch has a... is not have a squeaky toy today, but it is worse.
He has a cow hoof, and he's doing big crunches.
He's eating a whole hoof.
Yep. He's eating the hoof. And I may, when we get home, smear a little peanut butter inside the hoof.
Whoa.
Mm.
Don't tell Bosch.
And Engineer Jordan is here as well, we should say.
Hi.
And give a what up to our audience, Engineer Jordan.
What up?
And give us one of your famous noises. Jordan does sound effects. Any sound effect you want. Something you want to hear, Joe?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Like a witch cackling.
She has a degree in vocal performance.
Mm-hmm. So this should be good. Whoa.
Very
okay.
Witchy.
And please don't ask for scary noises.
I'm sorry. You know. We should warn if people are driving right now. That could get him off the side of the road. There's a witch in the car?
Yeah, that is a really scary idea that I'm going to have. Good luck unseeing that image. Thanks, Joe. A witch in my car?
Ugh. But since you're back, we wanted to – you, I guess, wanted to workshop some of your new material.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, so I'm very excited about it. And
you are a craftsman, and you craft it for the audience. So you don't just do the same set in one of these metropolitan big city Buffalo, New York, or whatever that you're going to do in Chard Lot.
Yeah.
You know, you got to switch it up. So I think that's really smart. I think that's really cool. Do you want to talk a little bit about the idea of the comedy that you're doing, or?
I mean, I think it speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself.
Okay. Yeah,
speaks for itself.
I don't know. I don't want to say there's like a huge, like, philosophical arc behind any of it. It's just, and like it's
there is.
There is, but I don't want to say.
You don't want to say that.
You don't want to say that. You want me to say that.
It would be weird. That would be great.
Some of this shit, man. I just sit back. I just look at the speaker and just trip out on these ideas, man, when I listen to some of this shit.
I close my eyes and kind of hold my hands over my eyes so it makes like kind of a swirling effect. That, I feel like, is the best backdrop for some of the shit that you're laying down.
I actually encourage audience members to really just rub their eyes as I'm talking.
Yeah.
So they see, they get the visuals.
It's like a freaking laser light show for free.
I go to float downtown, get in the sensory depth tank. And I shut off everything, every sense except my ears, and I hear the comedy, and I go on this voyage into your mind, really, which is an infinite universe.
And how does that? You bring in like your phone in.
You got to sneak it in. Uh-huh. They do. They really don't want you to have anything in
and
there.
It's way louder in there. Right. Is why, because it's so contained.
Yes, exactly.
But that's what it would be like inside your brain. Your voice would be very loud.
Definite.
And so you're kind of swimming around in Joe's brain.
Is your voice your own voice, or do you do sort of a Waze thing inside your brain where maybe you have something funny
you
like
can choose
Shaq
a different voice.
Is giving you the jokes?
It's honestly like it's a witch's voice.
Okay.
That's why I asked.
Okay, no wonder. You want everybody else to feel as scared as you are.
Yeah, all the time.
Jesus Christ.
So should we get into the clip? We have a 20-minute clip.
Yeah, I think we'll get through the whole thing.
Okay.
Because a lot of it—
I don't remember sending you any— I mean, a lot of this—
We taped your last show.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. We were sneaky.
We did a big sneaky. Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Jordan, is this going to blast my ears off?
No, I tested it before.
Ah, that is nice.
Hey. Thank you so much. Thank you. Remain seated. Remain seated. Please do not rush the stage. Well, doggone it, get her done.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk about saying that first.
Yeah.
The decision to have that be the very first thing that you do on stage.
Well, I think just people want to hear it. So just let's get it out of the way.
Why
play around?
Yeah.
It's not connected to anything.
No. Mm-hmm. People are there to hear my catchphrase.
Yeah.
And the catchphrase means...
Again, I don't want to say the like larger philosophical point.
Okay,
that's kind of for you.
Okay, if that the larger philosophical point, just the story of where it came from, how it came to you, who she is, that would be interesting for me to know.
Well, okay. So a little insight. It is. It's Mother Earth. Larger
that's the
shit.
Her.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, we are getting her done.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, it does kind of sound like you want people to do that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm playing to an audience that seems to want that.
Yes.
You know, I'm not speaking on my...
Gas mowers.
Yeah, right, gas mowers, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Gas leaf blowers.
Mm-hmm. Gas tractors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be in a world where we had electric tractors.
Hybrid tractors. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's
solar
Mother Earth
blowers.
And we're—
Hybrid blowers, solar mowers.
What is getting her done, you know?
Yeah.
What is going to get her done?
Gaia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gaia.
Gaia.
Doggone. What are the odds I'd say that when I come out here?
Pause you it. So you know they want. And you know you're giving them what they
exactly,
want.
Exactly, yeah.
Talk about, because I think a lot of bands get this wrong. Like, you go to see maybe Smash Mouth or something.
Yes.
All the time.
They don't come out and just play All Star and go, oh, who knew we were going to play that one?
Not even the whole song. Just play, hey, now you're an All Star.
Yeah, just the chorus connected to nothing. And then just go, like, did you guys think I was going to
do that?
What
were the odds?
Yeah.
Which I guess very high since you control.
That's what I'm saying. What,
the entire
why,
show.
What is this? Why are we playing around with this? You know I'm going to do it. I know you want me to do it.
No more games.
No, I don't play games.
Yeah, I love that we're in a post-game society.
So many comedians will do their entire set, then wait for enough applause to come out and do an encore,
right.
Walk back on stage, and then say, get her done, and then walk back off.
Why? Yeah, why toy with them?
Yes.
Like
no, it is.
And you can do it again later if you want.
And
it
I've does never piss even, me off.
No one's ever, like, I've never gotten that kind of response when I was done. So I might as well just start
just
with
do it.
Do
it now.
Because no one, I've like, that thing at the end where people clap. Like,
you
I
know what else you have. Yeah.
You've heard of that happening to other people, but.
I've seen it in movies.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it is fake.
Well, not to be crass, but it's not like you have sex and then bust a load.
Don't
you bust a load. Then you have sex.
Then you actually have time.
Yeah.
To get her done.
Yes.
Yeah, then you can get her done. Otherwise, you're thinking like, oh, man, that's going to happen. You know?
No more games.
Yeah, please.
Just bust.
Let's stop playing games. Let's bust and
let's bust
get her
immediately.
Done. All right. All right. Let's hear some of this.
Expect that, would you? Spring is in the air. You know how I know spring is in the air? The pumpkins on my porch is starting to stink.
You're going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already getting warm in Florida where I'm at. Good Lord, I seen a 300-pound woman at Walgreens buying sunblock.
Now, you don't think she should be allowed to buy that?
Yeah. Do no. you feel that? She wouldn't be. Is she impervious to the sun somehow?
That I tend to believe that. I think the larger you get, the harder it is for the sun to hit you. Does that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think tall people should be allowed to buy sunblock?
It depends on what they weigh. To be honest, it's more about weight to me.
Okay.
BMI.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, because again, there is a philosophical idea behind this, and and also an interesting scientific theory. Traditional science believes that the skin is kind of just on you,
And the more of it you have,
yeah,
the more sunblock you would need.
You would need, yeah, but but you are here to challenge, the way we traditionally see this stuff.
Yeah, it's just funny to see. You guys are kind of reading into it a little too much. Like, to me, it's funny to see when people buy things.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I live for that. I go to Walgreens
you just
and
post
I just
up at the store with your mechanical pencil.
I mean, I have another version of this where I just say, like, I saw this tall guy buying Windex. So what is he doing? What's he going to spray that on?
Yeah, where's he
Wait,
going?
Wait, you got windows?
Yeah, please.
Please. You're taller than any window I've seen.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
let's see if you expand on this.
You ought to get a paint roller with that, too, I guess. You're going to use it.
Okay. So that seems like it runs counter to the original joke.
Yeah. Well, I felt like I was trying to make a point, and it didn't land, so then I was like, oh, I'll just do
the
joke.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Did you also just see someone buying a paint roller and go, like, can I somehow add this
you know
to
what's funny?
Part of my act that already
just
exists?
A peek behind the curtain is that—
Because you could say that about the tall guy buying Windex. He should get a paint roller.
Right. Yeah. Actually, it's funny. You don't have – sometimes you just – you kind of have to, like, combine stories. Those were two different
people.
Stories. It was taking too long.
Okay.
And, you know, often when you're on the road, you just – you kind of streamline things. And I was like, oh, that fat lady could – she – maybe she was the one that also bought the paint.
Okay.
That's dope.
Yeah.
300 pounds buying sunblock. If you want to block the sun, just takes two steps to the left, for God's sake.
That's what I was saying.
Well, no,
that wouldn't – that would remove the need for sunblock for her.
No, yeah.
If anything, it would make her the only person who needs sunblock.
Yes, she could get into your sun.
No,
but that
then
you wouldn't need sunblock.
But that's kind of I feel like anyone like why you don't need to buy sunblock either. Just anyone could just move two steps in any direction, and you would save so much money. I've never understood that when people like. Or like, I need to put on sunblock.
Total waste of money.
No, you don't. Just walk.
Also, a lot of times you can borrow it. Somebody else will have it.
Everyone always has it.
Yeah.
And most people have paint rollers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Tall guys.
Mm. Before I begin my comedy routine.
Now, what is the idea there? Is that you haven't started yet?
Yeah, I like people.
And it's kind of funny.
I like to like blow people away. First, I hit them with the punch, like my catchphrase. Then we kind of joke around. It's a connection.
Yes.
Where I was like, can you believe I just did that?
And now it's like pumpkin
starting
to stink.
And then I try to talk about the science of not needing sunblock.
Mm-hmm. First, you humanize yourself.
Thank you.
You make them picture the pumpkins on your porch being stinky. And then suddenly they're kind of in your home. They're your guests.
I've
now.
Allowed them in.
So even though you're in this massive stadium, you're really on your porch just sort of weaving tales to the neighborhood.
They're dealing with that pumpkin stink.
Gotta tell you this story. We went out the other day. I got drunk and took a cab to my hotel. And that's the first time I've ever driven a cab, to be honest with you. All right.
Okay. Mm. Okay. All right. Okay.
Fixing people up, made $100 on the way back, dude.
Okay. All right.
But I'll tell you what makes me madder than a blind guy at a silent movie. And,
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that a situation that people are ever in now?
Yeah, The Artist. I remember I saw
okay.
it. That's where that came from. I went to a screening of The Artist a few years ago. And was that silent?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember, but I remember.
Wait, you were just guessing from like all the movies that you just happened to pick.
Well, I'm trying to remember the one. Yeah, well, I remember sitting next.
Artist
to
was the best movie that year.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
Unless you were blind.
Or Colin Jost.
Ah, yes.
He thinks that it should be Gladiator.
He wanted Gladiator again.
Yes.
Can you do that?
He's hosting now, so it's his choice
call.
For
yeah.
TV anyway.
He gets to pick.
That would be cool if he picked Gladiator.
Right?
If Gladiator wins this year,
I'll flip.
I'll
that's
have to
badass.
Be like respect.
I would that would
Much
be mad respect.
Respect.
That would be mad respect from this bad hombre.
If Gladiator won best TV show, I'd be madder than a blind guy.
That's these people that text and drive. Don't that piss you off? It irritates me. It irritates me. And I had my kids with me the other day. Some dude in front of me texting like this almost run me off the road. I said, damn, that almost threw my beer at him. All right? That guy right there.
Okay, so you have been doing a lot of drunk driving.
Yeah.
You're drunk driving and you stole a cab.
Yeah.
I made money off this guy's cab.
I mean...
Talk about that.
It's just, look, man, life on the road, it gets kind of crazy. Yeah. It's hard to justify a lot of what you do when you're on the road. And I mean, look, I'll be back here in 2 weeks and I'll tell you all the
road dog stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can we hear a road dog?
It's hurt.
Yeah.
It got run over.
Well, they shouldn't be in the road.
Yeah.
And that's very dangerous for a dog to be in the road.
Everybody texting and tweeting. Y'all do that Twitter? No, I do the country version, Conway Twitter. All my tweets start with, hello, darling.
And that's something he says?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a reference to Conway Twitty.
Uh-huh.
And I've always loved, you know, taking things from like my past, growing up listening to Conway Twitty, and then being like, oh, Twitter sounds so much like Twitty.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so yes. Maybe I'm going crazy. As I speak with you in the studio,
yeah,
you seem to have a slightly different cadence.
Interesting.
Than in the material. I mean, is it a stage persona? Is it just you're so amped up with adrenaline? Because
I'm blackout drunk, and it's hard. It's interesting you say that because I can't hear. I just hear a witch's voice.
When
I'm this, like what I'm hearing.
Doing these bits?
Well, what does it sound like to you? Because this sounds like a evil witch.
Y'all do the Twitters? Y'all needs to text in and Twitters?
Huh.
But that sounds like a witch to you as well, probably.
Yeah.
It's all.
Yeah. Interesting.
And have you had a curse put on you by a witch?
It's another road story.
Yes.
Life on the road.
Stole a cab, driving drunk.
Maybe
hit a witch's daughter or something. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then
crash into a gingerbread house at one point.
Okay. All right. This is starting
that
to
could
come together.
Go really well in this act. I mean, I don't know. I would leave that out.
Okay.
My stomach hurts a little bit, too. I was at the McDonald's and had the McRib 2 months ago. It's still here, eat the McRib. Last time I had that, my Glade plug-in started a carpet fire, for God's sake.
Why did that happen?
I don't really... That was crazy.
it might not have been related.
It was. I mean, yeah. I had like severe diarrhea.
Okay.
And then I came, I finished and I came out. There was a carpet fire.
My house was on fire.
Yeah. My house was on fire near that outlet.
Near the outlet where the Glade plug-in was.
Yeah.
So
I just imagined that, these must be related.
Right. Yes. Correlation is causation.
Is it?
That's one of your scientific. That's it. Like the sunblock thing. You believe that correlation, in fact, is causation.
Causation is you just move two steps, get out of the sun.
Could it maybe be that the stinkiness of your poops and farts from the McRib is forcing the Glade plug-in to work so much harder? As Glade plug-ins work, the stinkier the smell, the more electricity they are forced to produce.
I mean, the thing that's so brilliant about this technology is they hate the stinky smell.
Yeah, it's a stinky-o-meter. Yes.
They actually are so mad when there's a stinky smell that they start fuming, and their anger smells very good, or at least very floral.
Uh-huh.
So I guess, yeah, that makes sense that the Glade plug-in witch is sort of a warrior battling stink.
Mm-hmm. A gladiator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best TV show this year.
That's interesting. I mean, I love this is my favorite thing, is that I present these stories and then, you know, people come up with their own interpretations. So,
okay. This is just something that happened.
Yeah. There was a fire in my house and I was on the toilet. But I mean, it's so interesting that it's a scent warrior.
Mm, yeah.
I farted so hard you could have parasailed off that damn thing. The McRib. You know what I noticed about the McRib? You only see it at McDonald's 2 months a year, and then you never see it again. I figured out why. It takes 10 months to hunt down and shoot whatever the hell kind of meat that is in the McRib in there.
So it's hard to shoot the animal.
Yeah.
It's rare.
It's hard to find pig.
Yeah. You acknowledge that it is a pig.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, have you guys ever seen a pig?
I don't see them, like, walking around ever.
I've never. I mean, it must take months.
Yeah, if you were like, Sean, you got to go get a pig right now. Like, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, I think it would take you
months. I literally wouldn't know where to start.
Months.
10 months.
Probably. Even like not even like, yeah, where would one even find that?
And then to shoot it.
For me to shoot it, yeah. And then make
quarter it,
sell it to McDonald's or something.
Figure out how to do that.
Give them just the rib part.
And you know what? It would take me more than 10 months because I don't want to do it.
It would take.
So
a few
I would
months
be like, I'm not going to do this
just to get around to doing it.
Yeah,
to like build up.
There'd have to be some kind of motivation. Either you would have something on me, or it would have.
And
to
we
be.
Have to do 2 podcasts every week now.
I know we were doing 2.
That, and then you'd be all alone.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so bad.
I think that's. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so
I think
10 months.
Why
I
McDonald's,
think probably about 10 months.
Yeah. Get her done.
Yeah.
It's not even real ribs. It's meat formed to shape like a rib. You believe it? It's like they got a Play-Doh fun factory in the back of the McDonald's back there. And they're forming meat into ribs, which I find funny because anybody eating a meat shaped like a rib, they're all shaped like potatoes. But I like McDonald's, though. I do. I go up there. Usually I get the same thing every time. Diarrhea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rocks.
So that checks out your other story.
Now, you were saying that you got diarrhea so bad you stained your underbritches.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about your underbritches a little bit and why you want them clean?
Me undies?
Okay, we don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Although our Southern audience loves our Mack
Weldon
commercials.
Yes, I believe the mention of the word undies.
I did get in trouble, yes.
In an ad forced us to do a make good.
We did a.
So who knows how many this conversation will force us to do.
We did a commercial for Mack Weldon.
Well, you asked me.
I said undies. Where
so I know.
I buy my me undies through mystamps.com.
Mm-hmm.
And. I know when my movement watch dings, I know that they're there. Then I shit all.
I don't know. I don't know if that company exists anymore. Does it?
Movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. They moved right out of the watch business.
Related to your comment about potatoes, my understanding is that they do call you tater salad.
Uh huh. They do. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's the story of that nickname?
I just like eating it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not a great story.
It's very boring.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. Yeah.
You know what? It's because like I eat it so quickly that a lot of it ends up like on my shirt.
Oh, so you've basically
it's almost as if I become
to look at you, one would think you had become tater salad. Okay.
Yeah. You're like a tater salad.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Sorry.
No. I was just saying that was interesting.
That's always helpful to me when somebody tells me that their story is interesting because a lot of times I can't tell.
Well, yeah. It's just to, like, really nail it down.
Hey, I do want to do something tonight, a little tribute. One of my favorite entertainers, Jimmy Dean, passed away a while back last year. And I like that old boy. So if you don't mind the rest of my show, I'm going to do it with my sausage at half mast.
So you are announcing that you are going to have a boner for the rest of the show or
half
or less of a boner?
Yeah, half of.
Okay.
Which is took months of practice.
Mm-hmm. What do you like? Like, what's the stuff Jimmy Dean did that you like?
I mean, mostly the sausage.
Well,
okay,
no,
you seem
you
to know him primarily as an entertainer.
But yeah. But then honor him, you're going to have your sausage.
I mean, imagine his music made a profound impact. Music?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard for me not to get aroused thinking about it.
I know him mainly from that song. What was it? The Ray song?
It was called Rock On.
Yeah, where it was like on the cover of a magazine, Jimmy Dean or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was Ray something? Ray, who sang it? Rock On?
It was Ray
Taunt.
I don't know.
Charles.
Yeah, it was Ray Charles.
Oh, interesting. You always forget that Ray Charles did a lot of shitty contemporary pop music.
Look, I'm doing it now.
I do have a conf...
That's, so I just, you know, the audience doesn't, they can only hear it.
Oh, I yes, they are, the get, laugh is that they're watching.
They watch
they
me,
can tell.
I close my eyes, and I think of, like, a woman's, like, her ankle and shin area. That
okay.
gets me to, like, a halfway.
That's enough.
Yeah. But any more, then I'm, it's a full-on boner, and then it's just
bust.
Uncomfortable. But, yeah, oh, maybe. Start another carpet fire.
So if you busted that...
That's a different plug-in.
Oh, okay.
I think.
You all you know is that there's
all
a,
I know is
there's
that
a fire
anytime
now.
I shit or cum, my house gets on fire. And I should get that checked out.
Confession to make, though, and I'm not proud of this. Excuse me. I,
What happened?
What's going on? Can I just tell you, every time, like, it's so, I spend so much energy focusing on getting a half of a boner that other things sort of
okay.
loosen up, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And I was really, I was hoping that would get edited out. But again, you guys came to my last show and taped this.
Yes. Yeah.
So if I had, you know, creative control over what we were listening to, I probably would have edited.
When it goes on the DVD, then
yeah.
there's just a silent.
It'll be an audience reaction.
Okay.
I've been sleeping with members of my staff. And what's worse than that is I'm self-employed.
So you're sleeping by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Were you really cracked yourself up with this one? Were you surprised? Were you surprised to hear yourself say it?
It's just, you know, it's funny to imagine yourself sleeping. That's what was happening.
Yeah.
I was imagining myself, like, cozy.
Well, you never get to see it.
I know. So it's
right.
funny to imagine.
You
like,
have
what?
To imagine
so it. It's one of the funniest things you can think about.
Truly. That is interesting.
I almost, damn it. Almost didn't make it here tonight. We had a tragedy at the house. My grandma farted and caught her snuggie on fire. And
what is happening
what
in
is
your house?
It's, I imagine it's part of the curse. It's so many.
Is it safe for you to be here
fires.
Right now?
Yeah. I mean, luckily I didn't eat McDonald's before I came, but. Because, man, this whole building would be on fire, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just so many fires. And, yeah, it's the whole family.
It's a real tragedy.
A
I don't know.
Fire, and then the Snuggie caught on fire from the one fart?
I mean, I come from a long line of fire farters.
Okay.
And you, I guess I could see how you came up with that story because you did fart two times right before it.
That's what triggered it.
Made you think
yeah,
of
it. Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't have it down on my set list, but I just figured.
Oh,
I
is
right.
there a second mic that's picking that up?
Yeah.
It's just so clear.
Well, I do have a, I mean, I have to give that up to my sound. I travel with a sound crew, and I have a lav mic that is put directly on my butthole.
Oh.
It clips on to the, like, ridge.
Right. I see.
Yeah.
The ridge being the ridge of your butt.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What is that? Is I don't think there's any other word for that.
No, and you have a more pronounced of all people who could definitely clip a lav mic onto the ridge of their butt.
Yeah.
It's definitely you.
Yeah,
mine just kind of falls off.
Well, you got to work on it.
Yeah. Yes,
and
no.
plus there's all that scar tissue from all the fires.
Sure, that's easier to clip onto
yeah.
than some of what I got going on back there.
From what I've seen.
The good news is, though, she's got a weak bladder, so she peed herself out real quick. All right, so that's the good
that's
thing
good.
About that. Snuggie, what in the world? Them Snuggies make me madder than a hunchback in a limbo contest. I tell you what.
It's a lot of handicapped people being mad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. That's all I've seen some things, man.
Yeah.
And they were
on
not
the
happy.
Road.
Yeah.
They have every right to be angry.
Yeah.
you know.
Who's making them do
that? Forced to do limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you invite, like, yes, if you invite a hunchback person to your party, or even worse, maybe if it's their own birthday party, mm-hmm. and then one of the activities you schedule is a limbo contest, mm-hmm. they would have every right to be upset. They should be mad, because that is excluding
not
them.
Not considerate.
It's not nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, people are laughing, and, like, I'm a comedian, so I think they feel compelled, but I'm making a point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, how many people in the audience do you think were laughing to be like, oh, he's talking about them, not me, but they know in the back of their mind
that
they've invited a hunchback to a limbo contest.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to stop.
A dumb invention. We used to have Snuggies back in the day. They was called robes, all right?
Ouch.
That's the dumbest invention I ever seen, a Snuggie. If you're too stupid to operate a blanket, all right, you deserve to be cold every now and then, all right?
Do you regret saying that now? That was a little much.
Yeah, I was trying that out, and
I love comedy that has a clear target.
Yeah,
and I think it's good to cut people down to size.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm you know, famously politically, I don't take any stance. I think everyone is making great points. I think all this stuff is good.
95% of the stuff I like.
Yes.
It's just
99.
Fun.
But I gotta say, when you aim at the Snuggie consumer,
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
And to say that they deserve to be cold is very mean.
Oh, did I say cold?
What did you think you said?
I thought I said killed. So the fact that, like, that really softens.
Oh,
I'm
going
to go with cold
from
now on. I was saying, like, if you're too stupid to operate a blanket, you deserve to be killed every night. And then
every single night.
But then I have a witch.
Uh-huh.
Bring you back to life.
Just to be killed
again. To be killed again.
By you?
No, by my witch friend.
Oh, okay. No, but are you killing them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're friends now.
Yeah.
Uneasy partnership.
Right. I mean, it's like, you know, friend.
Right. The kind of friend
who
it's like.
We run into each other a lot. It's
just
easier to
be friends. Yeah, because you get curses put on you.
The other day, my wife was madder than an albino hitchhiking in a snowstorm.
Wow.
Whoa.
So mad. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I've seen it. They're furious.
How'd you see it, though?
That's a great point. It was only later. I was filming something else. I was filming the snowstorm.
Oh, and then you're
later,
like, wait.
I was like, wait, what?
Pause that frame. Yeah,
enhance.
Yes. Is that an albino?
Hitchhiking.
My wife and I, we was going out to eat. She was trying to turn me on. And we was in the car. She wasn't wearing no underpanties. And the police gave her a ticket for open container.
What do you mean? She had a bottle of gin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You were on your way to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's trying to
turn you on before dinner.
Right.
And she didn't have any underpanties. And
gave
her a ticket for open container.
Right, because she was holding a bottle of gin. I should have mentioned.
You left that.
I know. Oh, okay. I need to. Because then it sounds I'm talking about her, like, vagina or something.
That really does kind of sound like you're talking about
that. It does sound like that, and as if the underpants close that container.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that she is trying to turn you on by, like, contorting herself in the car to show you
that her container is open. No, that's not what I'm saying.
She's breaking
highly intoxicated.
So this is three or four different stories.
Right. Well, I'm saying you definitely have to streamline.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting that.
And so that is my process. So I take things that seemingly are unrelated, and if it just so happens, like, it sounds like I'm talking about her vagina, and people laugh,
your
then like
vagina.
You know, I have to pay the bills, man.
It's an open container.
My wife's awesome. She was mad at me at Valentine's Day last year. I didn't get her no flowers. I wanted to, but the light turned green.
Okay.
That mm-hmm. crushed.
Yep.
Thank you.
No, I buy her stuff all the time. It was our anniversary. And I said, what do you want for your anniversary? She goes, I want an iPad at $700. I'm like, good Lord, now they got a tampon with a GPS system in it, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. Why did you think that?
Yeah.
You knew it was some form of technology connected to the internet.
GPS, yeah.
Yeah.
But you thought it was a menstrual pad.
Well, yeah, a pad. There's the only name another kind of pad.
Well, but can I say this? A pad is not a tampon.
All right. I mean,
may I say this?
You can't. I mean,
because she wanted an iPad. Uh-huh. It was $700, and you said, "Good Lord, now they've got a tampon with a GPS in it." So again, this seems like a completely separate story.
They are. Look, again. She wanted a robotic tampon and an iPad. Is that mm-hmm. a funny story? No.
Oh, okay.
Something, it's the conflation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just skipping, I think, some very important details.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very hard to follow this one.
You know what's interesting? iPads are $700, and so are robotic tampons.
Oh, okay.
With GPS systems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But okay. that's to say that isn't going to get a lot.
You said the flower story, then you went, no, I buy her stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing you said. Mm-hmm. No, I buy her stuff all the time.
I do.
The other day she wanted an iPad, $700.
Yeah.
I said, good Lord. Yeah. Now they've got a tampon with a GPS.
Right, so I skipped the part in the middle where she said, I also want these tampons that have
GPS. Okay, so you bought her the iPad.
Oh, definitely. Okay. I buy her stuff all the time.
Okay.
How the hell does that work? Hey, we're lost. Spread your legs a little bit, would you, right there?
Well, that's against the law.
There we are, right by the mulva right there. There he is.
Established.
Right there. I'm kidding. It was our 50-year anniversary.
Okay, so this is what you're kidding about.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm kidding. Like, that's not how the tampon, robotic tampons
work. You didn't
say
you're kidding after the cab story or anything, but you're kidding after this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
don't open your legs. You use the app.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a wood anniversary. So I gave her.
Wait,
what do you want for your anniversary? She goes, I want an iPad. Right there. There we are, right by the mulva right there. There he is, right
the mulva.
There.
The mulva.
I'm kidding. It was our 50-year anniversary, though, and that's a wood anniversary. So I gave her a picture of my wiener. And I shouldn't have done it on the iPhone. She had to make it bigger like that when she got the pic. One more joke like that, I'm getting the hell out of here, all right? You don't laugh at something like that.
So you're mad at the audience. You made the joke. So you say one more joke to them, like, hey, you guys don't make that kind of joke. Then you acknowledge they're just laughing at the joke. Yeah. And so you go, I'm
going
to leave.
It. Did you forget that you just said that? I guess you're hearing it in your head at the same time.
Yeah. So just from my perspective, I hear a witch's voice screaming about a tiny penis on an iPhone.
Yeah, yours.
That part's not – yeah, mine. That's not it. That's me trying to open up and be honest with my audience.
So that you say, hey, stop.
Laugh at me.
Stop
the shift is
that.
So fast. The one more joke like that, it's immediately on the heels. And I almost wonder, like, well, did an audience member say a joke that I couldn't – like it just because they didn't tell that joke.
Well, that's sort of how it works. I'm the one with the microphone, uh-huh. but everyone's telling jokes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, they just aren't.
You can hear them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I forget.
I was noticing from the audience that people were doing that, and I was telling a lot of jokes.
Yeah, you were great.
Yeah, some really good jokes.
I mean, I told a couple. Yeah.
After the show, I had a couple people say, like, we should have given him a microphone.
I was really getting into it.
Yeah.
You had some great jokes. I told some very long jokes.
See, that's when you learn to just take stuff out.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, to streamline, because I have this family that is so – No, people always ask me, you know, Sean, hey, is your family funny? You come from a funny family? I go, no, actually, my family's crazy. That makes me funny.
Okay. You know?
Because they are, my grandma's just, she's wild, yeah. Man, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she like shit fire?
Huh? no, it's not, no, it's not that, you know.
Well, you might not be able to tell because often they
weak bladder.
They have weak bladders, and
they
pee the
out.
Fire out before you could even
they
tell.
They pee themselves out, yeah, luckily.
I don't know what's more pathetic, the fact that I wrote that joke or I'm 48 years old and still think the word wiener's funny. It's ridiculous.
I think it's that you wrote that joke.
48, you believe that? I don't look 48, do I? Darn right. You know how I stay so young? I read at a third grade level.
We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.
Did you see the movie Tag?
Have you seen Tag?
No.
It keeps them young.
So is it like Cocoon?
It's very similar to what's going on with you.
Yes.
The fact that you do things like a little kid.
Yeah, wiener.
Yeah.
It's funny, right?
I'm sorry. The way you say it is very funny. It keeps you young in the same way that the boys,
the crew,
playing tag, that stops them from growing old.
It or the alien sort of eggs in the youth. Swimming pool,
you know,
in Cocoon.
You're 48. That's that reference is a little after my time.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Yeah,
that was. I went to that movie 600 times when it came out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You had this sort of aside where you said, I don't know what's more pathetic, the fact that I wrote that joke or the fact that I still think the word wiener is funny. I'm wondering if there's a third option, and is it the fact that you treated someone in the audience as if they told the joke
And just before you said that you wrote it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So is it that you wrote the joke – but you think that they said it, and you're mad at them for saying a joke that you wrote?
No, see, this is just an honest question.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't know.
What is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's not
massive. And a lot of people were yelling out different answers, and it was kind of a 50-50 audience.
It's confusing because, from my point of view, it's the people yelling answers and yelling jokes.
You can't hear any of that on this.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My wife and I like going out to eat, too. We enjoy that.
That's
established. We went to the Olive Garden a while back because I loved the Olive Garden. They had the commercial says, come to the Olive Garden. We treat you like family.
Was that the same trip?
Yep.
You were going out to eat and she was trying to get you
turned on?
Turned on.
Right, yeah. Well, she got a ticket.
Yeah.
And then, we went to Olive Garden.
Yeah. Now, the tagline for the Olive Garden is not, come to Olive Garden, we'll treat you like family.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's when you're here, you're family.
Right,
it's,
I just shortened it.
No.
Streamlined it.
It's longer.
It's funnier my way.
That is true. You ever been there? You should go down there. No sooner we walked in the door, they told my brother-in-law he was a lazy piece of crap.
What? Are you, what?
And you were, I thought you were with your wife.
Yeah.
Where's your wife?
We'll treat you like family.
Uh-huh.
So the way they treat you like family is they told your brother-in-law he's a lazy piece of crap. I guess that you got to see it.
We met up with the rest of my family.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Should I mention that?
I guess not. I mean, it's, you know, and this is shining a light on me. Maybe the way I look at this stuff is kind of annoying. That I am going, what? Are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Maybe the fact that I'm trying to follow it is...
You're also in a sensory deprivation tank.
Right. I think that is forcing... I think you're thinking about it more than...
Maybe if I had some distractions.
You have nothing else to focus on.
Yeah. So I am picturing it, and I have this really clear picture that you paint for me of you and your wife walking into the restaurant, and I'm wondering, how are they going to treat them like family?
She does not have underwear on.
And then they talk to your brother-in-law first.
Yeah.
And it is jarring. quite frankly.
Wow. Okay.
Just the image in your head is suddenly so radically shifted.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is helpful. You, again, like I am sort of still working
workshopping
on
it.
So yeah. So yeah, it's a where did the brother-in-law come? Yeah, no,
that might be a missing detail to fill in.
I'll plug that in.
Yeah, wow, this is just like being at the house. Our waiter sucked though. He wasn't very good. Oh man, he had a bracelet on. Said, "What would Jesus do?" I said, "I bet he'd have brought my appetizer out about an hour ago." All right, I tell you that, but that's ridiculous.
Well, that's really good. So,
it's just true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that you're punching up at the Olive Garden waiter.
He is. He was tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that guy gonna buy Windex?
Was the same guy. I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, so no. Other stories you are combining, but this one you are separating into many different stories.
Wow. Well, I tried it once. I said I was once at a Walgreens, saw this fat lady buying sunblock.
Yes.
And I have my own issues with that. Just step two.
Take two steps either way.
And then I saw a tall guy who was my waiter at the Olive Garden buying Windex.
Oh, this was another time.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw him. He was also buying this.
Maybe that's why it was taking so long to bring your appetizer, was that he was trying to buy Windex online.
No. It was at Walgreens.
You saw him at a different place.
Now, Joe, it's not in the tape necessarily, but you were telling me that you've actually identified a couple of ways to determine whether someone is sort of a hillbilly type.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if you wanted to share any of those with the audience. I wonder if there's a way to kind of structure that in a joke. Because as you have been through the South, you've gone there's some determining factors where if you display these qualities, you might be sort of a hillbilly type character.
I mean, mostly it's living like deep in like the hills.
Uh-huh.
That's like the first, that's the major clue.
Not much education.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're cut off from society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poverty was like pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of how you can tell.
If you're below the poverty line, if you live in, you know, an elevation and so forth.
Yeah.
You might be sort of a hillbilly type character.
Addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
The odds are.
Oh, very much so.
If it's not you, you're surrounded by it. Yeah, then you might be kind of a hillbilly type
character. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a weird question. I don't even know if you're the right person to ask, although I've heard that you have been helpful in these situations before. Do you have any idea where my sign is?
Well, you have to buy it.
Okay.
I make signs.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So then if I buy it,
then I know you have it, and then I can say, like, here it is.
That's that make what sense? You say? You say, here it is. You here, hand someone a sign.
I hand someone, and I say, here it is.
Jordan, how long is this show?
We're just at an hour.
Wow.
We got 7 minutes in.
That's how layered your comedy is.
Of the 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we heard 60 jokes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You really pack them in.
I try, yeah.
Well,
and they're only going to get shorter. That's what's fun. It's like what you're hearing now. By the time like you see me in 6 months, the joke is going to be like, I shit. My house is on fire. I'm at the Olive Garden. What would Jesus do?
The way
you're
that you
still cutting
it.
Details.
I'm trying to get it all down to one thing, and that's ultimately the goal is to get one truly nonsensical. Yeah.
I shit on my grandma's flaming Snuggie.
Uh-huh.
At the Olive Garden with my wife's vagina, which is illegal,
and that's lazy, like my stepbrother.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. You're teaching me.
Thank you.
Well, everyone in the South, we have so many listeners there, and they will love it when they go.
Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, and Illinois, Minnesota.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. They're not going to. That's a different show.
We'll do a different show for them.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.